locked on the Celtics, winning their 8th straight game, and this one coming while 3 of their top 6 players were all sidelined, as Jason Tatum, Jrue Holiday, and Al Horford all missed this game in Detroit. But that was no problem for the Celtics. And the scoring differential after this one is going up. The Celtics grabbed a 129-102 win over the Pistons, and that scoring differential now sits at 11.7 points per game on the season. That is the 4th best mark in the history of the NBA, and the Boston Celtics have an outside chance of chasing down that record of 12.28 that was set by the 1972 Lakers. This game tonight was not a blowout from start to finish. It was actually close through the first quarter and a half. These two teams were both hot on offense. Both teams just could not stop the other team from making shots. But then the Celtics hit the brakes on Detroit's offense midway through the second quarter and held Detroit to just 2-for-13 shooting from the field while forcing 5 turnovers during what was a 24-5 run by Boston that completely changed this game. Boston wound up cruising from there. And listen, this was all because of their starters. 4 of their 5 starters scored at least 19 points during this game. Jaylen Brown was at the forefront. He scored a game-high 33, and he was electric from inside the arc. For the majority of this game, he was actually perfect from inside the arc. He opened the game 10-for-10 on 2-pointers. He missed a shot from inside the arc late in the fourth quarter when he checked back in with about 5 minutes left. But other than that, he was literally perfect from inside the arc while he logged those game-high 33 points. Also in the starting lineup, Peyton Pritchard getting a spot start with Jrue Holiday sideline. He excelled yet again. Another 20 points from Peyton Pritchard, all while he dished out 9 assists while committing only 1 turnover. And in the backcourt alongside him, Derek White, after logging his first career triple-double just a couple games ago, almost did it again tonight. He finished with 19 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds. And those two in the backcourt, in total, Derek White and Peyton Pritchard combined for 39 points, 20 assists, and only 2 turnovers. Spectacular play out of these two guys, leading the offense, getting everyone set up for great shots across the board. And that's how Kristaps Porzingis also chimed in with 19 points of his own on this night, as the Celtics shot over 52% from the field, 36% from the field or from long range. Just a great offensive night for the Celtics. And then defensively, as I said, they just put the clamps down midway through that second quarter when Detroit had already scored 46 points midway through the second quarter. Well, the whole rest of the night, they only scored another 56 points over the final 2.5 quarters. So great defense from the Celtics after a questionable start at that end of the court. And this was a great performance from top to bottom. Yes, the starters played well, but Sam Hauser also comes off the bench with 14 points in his first game back after missing a couple with that ankle sprain. He shot it well, 4-for-11 from long distance. And then some really strong minutes from guys like O'Shea Brissett. And even later, you had Luke Kornet check in. Svi Mihailuk gave some great minutes as well. And then at the end of the night, you see some really strong minutes. Very positive. We're going to talk about this later from J.D. Davison, Jordan Walsh, Jaden Springer, and Nemias Keita. As always, we're going to take some comments from you, Celtics Nation. We're going to start off hearing from Heather Lynn on Peyton Pritchard's game tonight. Then Brian's going to give his take on Jrue Holiday's injury. A different Brian then discusses the end of Boston's bench, those guys that I just mentioned. And then Bill makes a great point about the upcoming schedule. So let's dive in with our first comment from Heather Lynn. All right, Heather Lynn Hughes says, liking what I see from the bench players being put into bigger roles to gain some confidence heading into the playoffs. Also, Peyton Pritchard is heating up at the right time. Can't wait to see him in the playoffs. How great is this to see Peyton Pritchard developing into the player that he is right now? Some questions coming into the season, particularly on the outside, of not necessarily knowing if Peyton Pritchard could be or would be a contributor on a title contender. This is because there just happened to not be enough minutes for him last season. Okay, people just weren't able to see enough of him and what he's capable of. Well, the Boston Celtics have known all along what this guy is capable of. And the reason why is because he has always been one of Boston's best players in practice. I've heard this for years since he got here in the COVID season. It has continued through this season. He has always been one of Boston's best players on the practice court. And this is while he's playing against some of the best guards and perimeter players in the NBA. And this dates back to when Marcus Smart was on the team, Malcolm Brogdon was on the team. Obviously, Jaylen Brown and Derek White are both here right now. And you've got Jason Tatum on the perimeter as well. But Peyton Pritchard has always been one of the best practice players. And now that's translating onto the court with just a spectacular run by him. He is playing so well. These last three games, at least 19 points in each of the three games. Over his last four games, he has totaled 32 assists compared to only 5 turnovers. That is an assist to turnover ratio of 6.4-1, which is top of the top. That is as good as you can get with an assist to turnover ratio. So yet again, 32 assists to only 5 turnovers over his last four games, all while he's scoring the ball at a high rate. And listen, I said last season, I think it was last season, maybe it was even the season before, I said on X, I believe that if Peyton Pritchard was on a team, let's say Detroit, or a team that's maybe in the lottery or even in the middle of the NBA that doesn't necessarily have that established star or multiple established stars, the offense would run through this guy and he would average 20 points a game. He's that talented offensively. And in this season, compared to whenever I said that sometime in the last couple, this season he's even better. He's under control. He is reading the defense at an extremely high level. He's setting up his teammates for great looks. He's stronger, and you've seen that in these last few games with the way he's finishing at the rim. He has this move where he kind of slow downs just enough. He leans into the defender and bounces the defender off of him to clear up an open shot for him to lay it off the glass. He's been doing this consistently during this recent stretch where he's been playing great. Peyton Pritchard is an excellent basketball player who absolutely, unquestionably, can be a significant contributor on a championship team. Remember, this is a guy who has helped to win the Celtics playoff games in the past. Go back a couple postseasons ago in that second round matchup against Milwaukee, okay? Game 7, coming off the bench, 14 points on 5 of 7 shooting. You go into the next round. He's got 18 points during game 1 against Miami. That was a loss. But then later in the series, 10 more points in game 2, a win. 14 points more in game 4, a win. This is a guy who's always been capable of contributing at a high level for the Celtics in the playoffs. And now, he's even more dangerous. The game has slowed down for him. His shot is even more precise. He knows the speed at which he needs to take the ball to the basket. He doesn't get sped up now. And you can see that in these numbers. Right? The fact that he has dished out, as I said, 32 assists over his last 4 games. And during that time, only 5 turnovers. 32 assists, 5 turnovers. Incredible basketball that he is playing right now. He's reading the game perfectly. He's playing at the right pace. He knows exactly where his teammates are going to be. He knows when to shoot, when not. He knows when to drive, when to step back. Just commanding the game at an extremely high level. And being able to have him as this weapon, building momentum as we get toward the playoffs, and being able to have this guy is not only a reserve who can come in and spot start, but a reserve who can come in and impact a game at any time as a microwave scorer and passer. Whew. Man, Peyton Pritchard is making a statement right now. All right, our next comment coming in from Brian saying, thinking about Drew and getting some playoff Brogdon PTSD. Brian, I don't think we got to worry about this, my man. Okay. The Celtics are calling this a right AC joint sprain. This is not a ligament tear. This is nothing like that. Obviously, Drew commented to the Boston Globe saying that he's feeling what he's calling dead arm. But it sounds like he's getting better, right? This happened Sunday when the Celtics were taking on the Wizards down in Washington. He was trying to go through a screen and just ran into it with his shoulder. And, you know, it's not feeling great right now. But this isn't something that his right shoulder's not going to be able to heal from. So I don't think that we need to have PTSD creeping in about Malcolm Brogdon last season with his elbow ligament that is still bothering him this season, by the way. Doesn't seem like it's a ligament. Seems like it's something that can definitely get better. And by the way, with the way that the Celtics have played not only this season, but particularly of late, in just rattling off an 11-game winning streak, briefly losing two, and then now rattling off another 8-game winning streak. That's 19 out of 21 games that they've won. Because of that, and because of how great they've been all season, they have the luxury of not needing to play Drew Holiday until he's ready to play. They are not going to risk it. They're going to have him take his time. But you saw him sitting on the bench tonight, all smiles, having a good time. Like, this doesn't seem like it's something that's necessarily long-term. This is strictly based off of what's in the injury report and then the way that Drew is talking and acting around the team. It seems like something he's going to be able to bounce back from. So not at all a time to be too concerned with what Drew Holiday is dealing with, and hopefully he'll be back soon. As he said to Adam Himmelsbach, he wants to get back in the lineup as soon as he can. The Celtics are going to take their time. He is an extremely important part of what they're trying to accomplish. So they want to make sure he's right by the time the playoffs come around, and hopefully that's the case. But let's avoid the PTSD, okay? We got to give him some time. We've got plenty of time, another 3+ weeks before game one of the playoffs creeps around. So Drew Holiday has plenty of time to get ready, get right, and be at 100% for whenever game one hits in the playoffs. Next up, we've got Viking Brian saying, Brown delivers again. Armband P is a beast. Peyton Pritchard's been wearing an armband on his left arm for the last couple games. D. White being consistent still. And then he says, I love the top six, but I enjoy seeing the other eight get time. Nemias Keita coming in and rim-rocking. Jordan Walsh and J.D. Davison getting court time. Sfi giving energy. Brissett trying to make posters onto the Windy City. That's the next game for the Celtics tomorrow night in Chicago. But let's concentrate on those latter comments about those other eight guys. Keita, Walsh, Davison, Sfi, O'Shea Brissett. You love to see these guys not only getting minutes, but also contributing when they get out there on the court. And let's not forget Jaden Springer. He's had a nice impact over his last few games that he's checked in as well. And tonight, he checked in alongside J.D. Davison, Jordan Walsh, and Nemias Keita for those final basically 3 minutes of the game. All of them played great out there. We saw Davison connect on a three. We saw an alley-oop get tossed to Jordan Walsh. Nemias Keita played well around the basket, winds up scoring 5 points with a couple of rebounds and assists. You just love to see these guys getting an opportunity after, particularly for Walsh, Davison, and Keita, spending some time with the Maine Celtics this season. And Davison and Walsh have mainly been up there with Maine so far this season. Keita's been with the Celtics quite a bit. But you love to see these young guys getting an opportunity, number one, but number two, capitalizing on that opportunity. Joe Mazzulla has always said he coaches those final minutes during a blowout the exact same way that he would coach the final few minutes of Game 7 of the NBA Finals when Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are on the court. He wants these guys to succeed. He cares about it, and I care about it after seeing how these guys played tonight. It's great to see. And then you move over to guys like Sfi and O'Shea Brissett, who each got some pretty strong time tonight. I think they both played about 15 to 20 minutes. O'Shea Brissett wound up starting the second half, and Boston outscored Detroit by 19 points during his 19 minutes of action. So this isn't a guy who's going to put up big numbers. He did make a three-pointer tonight. That's two straight games that he's made a three-pointer. So great to see him getting a little bit of a rhythm from long range. But his energy, man, he has just brought it since day one here with the Celtics. Anytime he gets on the court, you know that he's giving every single ounce of energy that he has. He did it again tonight, wound up with 6 points, a couple rebounds, an assist, a block shot. He's just always around the basketball, always crashing the glass, always trying to give the Celtics extra possessions, either with his defense or with his hustle. And then Sfi Mihailuk. I mean, I love what I've seen out of this guy this season. It seems like, and his minutes have been very sporadic, but it feels like every time he gets the call, he's always ready. This is a guy who's an electric three-point shooter, but he's very underrated with his athleticism. You saw tonight he had a great drive to the rack after he pump-faked on a three-pointer on a closeout, drove right to the basket, got there for a foul at the rim. He is very athletic, and people don't really understand that. He's a solid defender, so a lot of things that and by the way, a very good passer. You look at some of his numbers through his career, he's always been a very good passer. So another guy who can do everything that the Celtics want a player to do when he gets out on the court. And he has been capitalizing on the minutes that he's been getting recently. And again, same thing as O'Shea. It's not about putting up big numbers. It's about playing within your role and impacting the game in a positive way. He did that again tonight alongside O'Shea, who was plus 19 in 19 minutes. Sfi was plus 12 in about 16 minutes. So very impactful. They are making an impact with their defense, with the small things that they're doing out there and playing within their roles. So you love to see it across the board for all of these guys who don't typically get a lot of playing time on a night like tonight where the Celtics are missing three of their top six players. And recently, during a stretch when the Celtics have been missing a bunch of their top players, these other guys are capitalizing on their opportunity, and they are proving to Joe Mazzulla and anyone else watching that if their numbers are called and their names are called during the postseason, you don't got to worry. They know what they're doing. They're confident in their game, and they know the role that they're expected to fill on this team. All right, our last comment of the night coming in from Bill saying, if Boston beats the Bulls tomorrow, they will quietly have won 5 games in 7 nights. Bill, my man, I had not even thought about this until you pointed this out. 5 games in 7 nights is one of those things that coaches look at when the schedule comes out, and they just hate it. They hate 4-6, they hate 3-4, and they hate 5-7. And the reason is because it's such a drain on the body, particularly when travel is involved. And by the way, travel is involved in this, okay? Game one of this 5-game stretch was in Washington. Then the Celtics came back to Boston, played 2 games against Detroit and Milwaukee. Then tonight, back on the road in Detroit. Now they're about to fly to Chicago for the 5th game in these 7 days. A very difficult stretch of games and travel, not necessarily a difficult stretch of opponents, as Milwaukee is the only plus 500 team in that group. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't take away from what the Celtics could potentially accomplish Saturday night when they take on the Bulls in Chicago. They not only have the potential to win their 9th straight game, and their 20th game out of their last 22, but they also have an opportunity to win for the 5th time in 7 nights. And I guarantee you this, any coach, any player in the entire NBA would always celebrate winning 5 games in 7 nights, no matter who the opponents were. You know why? Because it almost never happens. Okay, but the Boston Celtics have an opportunity to do it tomorrow night in Chicago when they're likely to have Al Horford back in the lineup as he missed this game. Tatum might be back in the lineup. And then hopefully, you know, the Celtics got out of Detroit tonight unscathed, so hopefully The guys who played tonight will be available tomorrow night in Chicago. So the wheels keep going for this Celtics train that just keeps picking up wins along the way at every stop. Let's hope that continues tomorrow night. Again, the game is at 8 o'clock against the Chicago Bulls. You can catch that game on NBC Sports Boston. And for those who do not get NBC Sports Boston and you're around the country or the world, this game will also be broadcast on NBA TV. So catch the game. Be sure to tune in. Celtics looking for their ninth straight win and their fifth win in the last 7 days. I appreciate you all taking part in Sound Off tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow after that game against the Bulls.